You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Security concerns. This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
President Obama is defending his decision to allow thousands of Syrian refugees into the U.S.
When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, that's shameful.
During a news conference in Turkey, Obama said rejecting refugees would be a betrayal of American values. Several U.S. governors, as we just mentioned, have announced plans to shut the door on Syrian refugees due to security concerns. Meantime, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson urges Congress to deny federal funding for any resettlement programs. Carson argues that there should be no program which might allow a terrorist to infiltrate the U.S.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's now threatening any country taking part in airstrikes in Syria. A new video out today warns those attacking Syria will suffer the same fate as France and specifically threatens an attack in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Another expert on Social Security is urging older Americans to hold off on taking their Social Security benefits. Kristen Arnold, a policy analyst at the National Academy of Social Insurance, says there's a good reason for waiting until benefits are maximized.
The benefits are there to make sure you're not in poverty in old age. But if you have some flexibility, if you have other sources of income, if you're still working, if you're still healthy, you might consider waiting to take benefits.
Arnold also says a person's decision will not affect Social Security's financial condition. She says Social Security is fully funded for the next 15 to 20 years and is 72% funded after that. Strong winds are causing damage across Los Angeles County. Experts say gusts of around 50 miles per hour are hitting several areas, including the San Fernando and San Gabriel valleys and along the coast. The winds were so strong in South LA this morning, a tree was knocked over and it landed on a car, completely shattering the windshield. The winds are expected to stick around until tomorrow afternoon. There's good news for retailers across the country this holiday season. Christmas shoppers are planning on spending a lot more on gifts this year. Gallup's November update of Americans' expected holiday spending is over $100 more than it was at this time last year. Gallup says the average American plans to spend $830 on Christmas gifts. This is a significantly higher estimate than any since 2007. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness?
At Hot and Hunterdon, and today is November 23rd. And today we're going to be talking about in Hot and Hunterdon a little bit about Thanksgiving traditions, some popular things we could do in Hunterdon County on Thanksgiving Day. And hopefully we'll have someone from the Clinton Bookstore calling in sometime in the next hour if they don't get too busy over there, which really I do hope they get busy because I do enjoy their bookstore and I like to see our shops thriving. We're going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday, which is coming up in a few weeks. And hopefully someone will take pity on me and talk to me about holiday traditions for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just on Thursday, and I'm sure everyone has their plans already figured out, if it's something more traditional or if it's something that is different but traditional to your family or to you, or maybe this year you're going to start a new tradition. So I want to know all about that today, and hopefully people will be calling in. Remember, the studio phone is 908-237-0410. But first, we're going to pay the bills. We're going to talk about weather. We'll do our quote of the day, and then we're going to just jump right into Thanksgiving traditions. So I hope you stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're going to do the weather. And something very scary just happened in the studio here. I clicked on the weather forecast here, which is on my screen, which is a very accurate weather forecast, I must say. It's the one that I use all week. And it said hazardous weather conditions. Now, for those of you who listen over the winter, you know that the S word is never allowed in the studio when we're referring to snow or sleet. And when the red hazardous weather condition alert flashes on for the weather, it's a very tense moment here in the studio. So as difficult as sometimes when some of my guests are trying to break into my soliloquy. So I see a hazardous weather condition, and I'm going to have to click on the short-term forecast and see what this says. It's okay. I guess it's okay. That's very good, because I was quite concerned. There's absolutely no way that anything I saw led me to believe we were going to have hazardous weather conditions. But we're all good here. So it's cold, though. And I just saw Chris from the Hunterdon County Chamber, who was on his way out the door. And it looked like he had a winter coat on. If it wasn't a winter coat, it was a heavy coat. And he certainly needed it, because it feels like winter out there after such a nice summer that we've had during the fall. I really don't want to give it up. So it is 39 degrees out today. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like it's 39 degrees out, I have to say. So I'm a little sad about that. But the only time I've been out today is to get to my car to go into work, and then to come out of work, and then of course to come here. So it's cold. You definitely need a scarf and you need a coat. But tomorrow we have a day that begins as mostly cloudy, but then it gradually becomes sunny. I'm sorry about that. With a high near 48. So that looks like a pretty good day on Tuesday. Wednesday, I always like to give everyone the heads up on what day you might want to call in sick. So this week it looks like Sunday looks pretty good, as does Wednesday. We have a high, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day as well. So you know what? You could call in sick any day you want. It's looking pretty good. We have sunny skies and a high of 52 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, a low around 29. Thanksgiving Day, a high of 58. That is beautiful. And the rest of the week looks really, really good. Even Sunday, really, it's just about 50 degrees, which is fantastic. So I hope everyone takes advantage of the great weather. And we're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with the quote of the day.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Okay, and we're back here on the studio. And that voiceover on that commercial, I noticed it last week as well, does sound like the one of the announcers from 101.5. And I believe they were at the chamber event that was over at the high school a few weeks ago. So I'll have to check in and see if she does more voiceovers for us here at the Hunterdon County Internet Radio. And we'll go from there. So a quote. We always want to start off with a quote here. And our topic is Thanksgiving, and I guess we really can't talk about Thanksgiving without speaking of gratitude. So I have a quote from President John F. Kennedy, who really has provided a lot of powerful words to us that have continued, and the Presidential Library continues to show some of his great speeches. Had a phenomenal speechwriter if he didn't write them. Write a lot of the speeches himself, certainly had a very top-level person. So the quote is, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." So that is our quote for the day. We like that. And I will say that I do like the words of President John F. Kennedy here and in other speeches as well. What we want to talk about today is Thanksgiving, which reminds us about gratitude and giving thanks and traditions. And that is something that we look forward to sometimes. There are traditions that allow us to honor other people, like we talked about in Veterans Day. And sometimes they're the things that hold us together. That when other things go wrong, our traditions are why we keep going, because we don't want to break tradition, because we want to continue or leave a legacy. And we do that sometimes in the food we prepare. We do it in our actions. We do it in the activities. And I'd love to hear today about the different activities that other people may do that's traditional for them, that it doesn't feel like Thanksgiving unless ABC. So if you want to call in, the phone number here is 908-237-0410. You can talk to me about your family or your Thanksgiving traditions or traditions that you had that kept you together that you no longer have. So we do. I can't believe how quickly studio time goes, but we're due for our next commercial break. So let me pay the bills here, and then when we come back, we're going to dive into this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we're back here. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're talking about Thanksgiving traditions and things that we have that keep us together on Thanksgiving, maybe with family, or maybe we go off and do something on our own. I'm going to give you the traditional things. First thing, of course, is the poor turkey. Now, I don't know how all of you feel, but the White House turkey, I always feel badly that only one turkey is pardoned, and that is the White House turkey. So it makes me feel sad to think that when I'm eating Thanksgiving turkey, it's because a little bird had to lose its life. So I try not to think about that. I have what I refer to as the Bambi factor, which is, if anything looks pretty or has soulful eyes, I really don't want to ingest it. And I can't help it. I can't seem to get past that. So I don't seem to mind eating turkey or chicken right now. For the last few years, I've been able to continue to eat those things and enjoy them. But a beautiful, soulful eyes of a cow, I can't do a steak. So I like turkey, and I will prepare turkey all year long, including turkey burgers, which are absolutely delicious. So a turkey and the trimmings, I'd say most people would say that would be one of the top five Thanksgiving traditions. And then on my top list, I put shopping, because back from college days, we're obviously, any college student knows this, it's impossible to be in college and not to be poor. So shopping for Christmas gifts was almost impossible when you had no budget to do so. So you always had to get the best deals that were possible. So for me, the shopping the day after Thanksgiving, and back then, I don't want to date myself too much, but they really didn't have the 2 a.m. shopping. Things didn't open at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night. It was, I think, much more controlled. And the shopping was one of the top Thanksgiving traditions. I think football also should go on that list, along with the turkey and the trimmings, the pumpkin pie, the apple pie. That is probably the most popular traditional thing people do. Shopping, not so traditional, but still a lot of people do it. But the football, you have to watch football on Thanksgiving, or you have to have football, you have to go outside and play football. I don't think there's anything more fun than that. And a little bit of trivia, which I looked up in researching this show today. So I'm going to share my knowledge here. So dating back to the first intercollegiate football championship, which was held on Thanksgiving Day in 1876, traditional holiday football rivalries have become so popular that a reporter once called Thanksgiving a holiday granted by the state and the nation to see a game of football. Now, a huge rivalry in our area is the Easton Phillipsburg football game, and that is a local rivalry that dates back probably over 100 years. I'm going to try to get some facts about that for all of you because I don't know it. I've never been to a game and I don't know it as well as I should. But Phillipsburg and Easton, I think that they play at a stadium. I'm sure that they play at a stadium in College Hill in Pennsylvania. And I know many, many years their football games have been televised. And I know for sure 1 year it was televised by ESPN. So it's a dramatic kind of rivalry. And looking, I'm going to just quickly look this all up because I was thinking football and not necessarily rivalry, but that is probably the most local rivalry for the football games. I think this year is the 109th showdown for Phillipsburg and Easton. And I think in 2014, Phillipsburg did beat Easton, and I believe the score was 19-15. But so over 100 years, getting close to 110 years, these two teams have had rivalry that has bled over into almost every other facet. So I think that it's exciting to think about what would keep rivalry going for so many years and generations. And people today still make jokes about the two types of team, if you're a Red Rover or you're a Liner. And it's serious, very serious stuff here. As I said, it's been televised on ESPN. So I don't know about this year if it's televised, but I know that it's a huge tradition. And anyone in either of those towns pretty much participates in that. So that's our football tradition and an example of that. Then I think we could go with the parade. I think back in 1920, when the parades were first started, it was organized. I don't know if anyone knows that it wasn't Macy's, but it was Gimbel's back then. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the very first one in New York City, began in 1924. And now that, of course, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that is very, very popular. I'm not sure where the Gimbel's department store parade went, but I suspect that it was Philadelphia, because I believe that's where the headquarters of that store was in 1920. So that is another tradition, the parade, the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the floats. And it's pretty fascinating, really. So gratitude, of course, is another thing. Giving thanks, I think, also makes our top five list, because most families have a tradition about how to give thanks. Perhaps you go around the table and everyone gives an example of what they're thankful for, what the blessing was in the past year. And I think that's a wonderful tradition. I think it's always great when you could give thanks or show gratitude, especially when people are still with us. I do believe that we often forget to give our thanks to people that are in our lives every day. We too often have and place demands on other people, or we have to manage our expectations. And while doing so, we perhaps forget to be grateful or to give thanks. So I think that's a wonderful tradition we can get behind. And just maybe the wishbone would be another tradition that we should mention. That's part of the turkey and the trimming. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Thanksgiving turkey and some other things. And hopefully we'll be able to get a call in from someone who wants to tell us about their Thanksgiving Day. Stay with us.
I want to paint my face and pretend that I'm someone else. Sometimes I get so fed up, I don't even want to look at myself. But people have problems that are worse than mine. I don't want you to think I'm complaining all the time. And I hate the way you look at me, I have to say. I wish I could start over. I am slowly falling apart. I wish you'd take a walk in my shoes for a start. And you might think it's easy. sometimes I find myself shaking in the middle of the night. And then it hits me and I can't even believe this is my life. But people have problems that are worse than mine. I don't want you to think I'm complaining all the time. Wish that everyone would go and shut their mouth. I'm not strong enough to deal with it. I am slowly falling apart. I wish you'd take a walk in my shoes for a start. And you might think it's easy being me. You just stand still, look pretty. You take a walk in my shoes for a start. And you might think it's easy being me. You just stand still, look pretty.
We're back here at Hot and 100, and we're returning from our little top five Thanksgiving traditions. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving history, and then hopefully we'll get some callers that are willing to talk to me about what their own traditions are, or perhaps this year they don't have a tradition, and this will be what spurs them or inspires them to begin a new tradition for Thanksgiving. So I do need to take a news break. You know how we have to pay the bills around here. And I also, because I've been at work all day, haven't had a chance to listen to the news. So hopefully we'll all catch up on that.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Army officials confirm a pilot and a crew member are dead after an Apache helicopter crashed in South Korea. The chopper crashed about 50 miles east of a U.S. military base. South Korean media report the helicopter may have hit a steel tower or power lines before it crashed. Secretary of State John Kerry wants to speed up efforts to secure some sort of peace deal in war-torn Syria. It is widely believed that Syria's long civil war has fostered the growth of ISIS. Meanwhile, Kerry says there is no specific threat against the U.S.
There is always, as we've said to people for years, the threat of some actor, some lone wolf person.
And this is Georgine Trinkle from Hot and 100, and I hope you all don't mind that I interrupted the news, but I did that because on the phone I have with me Harvey from the Clinton Bookshop. Harvey, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. And I know Harvey is very busy today at work, and whenever he called, I promised him we could put him right on because we wanted to talk about the Clinton Bookshop, the wonderful things you have going on there. And then I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about Dickens Days and Small Business Saturday.
Sure. Dickens Days, as many know and some don't, that it's a wonderful event here in town in Clinton with caroling and horse and carriage rides and various different things that the organizations put on here in town, but it's also here at the Clinton Bookshop. We also have a tradition of celebrating children's books on those days, and we bring in kids authors, and a number of them, two or three each day, and they do picture books and stuff, and we call it our celebration of children's books, children's books during Dickens Day celebration. So that's a fun time for families and anybody coming into town and stuff for that. And then also tied in with that on Saturday is Small Business Saturday, which has, you know, started a few years back. And it's basically to bring awareness to buying local, staying local, helping local businesses in your towns. And in particular here, the Clinton Bookshop has been participating since it started, and we've been what's called the neighborhood champion, where we champion it and we try to get other businesses involved and stuff. So it's just a great thing to do. I mean, to spread the money around a little bit and here and come to the Clinton Bookshop and other small town, other small businesses in town.
Now, Harvey, you all champion a whole lot for the town of Clinton and for the county of Hunterdon. You are consistently adding more events and promoting the entire town instead of just your bookshop. And I want to make sure people know your website where you can order books online, just like you can for any major. You have every service available that's in a franchise, but you're independently owned. And your website is www.clintonbookshop.com. And you have so many options and events. Of course, the children books. As you know, every year for the holidays, I come in and you pick out my books for my nieces. And you've been doing it for over a decade. And you always come up with the best books. And often you will have, and I don't know about this year, but you often have autographed books from your authors that had visited previously. Do you still have some of those in stock?
Have those in stock, and of course we'll have the new ones this weekend that will be autographed from the authors and our illustrators. We try to do that, and we like, you know, being part of the community and helping out the community and doing what we can to keep it thriving and place to for people to come and visit and live and enjoy. So,
well, Harvey, you are the community. You don't try to be part of it. You actually are the community. You're always supporting other businesses and the town and the county. And I can't wait to come in and to see which book I'm going to get picked out. We should mention, too, you also have your staff pick out books for people, and you have books that are recommended. And of course, a book is the best holiday giving that you can even think of. I don't know anything I treasure more than a gift someone picks out for me.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you get a book and you keep it for a long time, and you can read it and enjoy it and go back to it, and you know, and memories and stuff. So it is wonderful. It is wonderful. I would agree 100%.
And the only thing I don't know, and you probably don't know this off the top of your head, but as a small business, there is, when you support a small business, there's X amount of dollars that go right back to the local community. And it's an astonishingly high number. And I think if more people knew that, they would think more strategically about where they shop so that they could support small and independently owned businesses.
I don't have that figure right at the top of my head, but it's something like 7 out of 10, you know, dollars come directly back into the community. Because what we do, you know, like you said, we do support. We support our schools and we support our infrastructure, and you know, and we do a lot of things, you know, in the community, and you know, when through gift certificates or just buying ads or different things like that, you know, or like we founded the farmers market, Clinton Farmers Market, out of the store here.
And it was the first autumn fest, or pumpkin, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact title. Autumn and Pumpkin
Apple,
Fest?
Apple and Pumpkin Harvest Festival was the first one we did. We closed the street down and we brought in all kinds of entertainment and food trucks. And we probably had 1,000 people came, and it was a wonderful time, and we have it on the schedule for next year.
That is wonderful. That was such a successful event. And just the farmers market, bringing people in on a Sunday morning, that has also come out of your store. And we should also mention, it's not in existence anymore, but you supported International Book Night and allowed all the local book givers to come and free of charge not only pick up their books, but you supported a potluck dinner the evening.
Right.
I mean, that is something special. You don't just give, as I said, you are the community, Harvey, and we do appreciate all that you do, and we really hope that Small Business Saturday is a way to bring attention to a business like the Clinton Bookshop that gives so much more than just renting space on a main street.
I couldn't say it better.
Well, that's good because I just said it. So, and I really do appreciate everything that you do. And we want to mention Dickens Days again. Dickens Days are the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We have the first Saturday, or the first Friday night in December is always the Clinton Parade, and some of the businesses stay open late for the extra company that comes onto Main Street to see the parade. And then Small Business Saturday, and that's an all-day event. You'll be celebrating that, right?
That's all day, yep. We celebrate that, and there's also the Candlelight Night that they have here in town in December. We're planning some little special extra stuff with that.
Excellent. And you have Leslie Ann Campbell coming out on December 19th as well.
Yes. We're adding people all the time. Through the holiday season to come and celebrate with us and sign books and stuff. So.
That is excellent. We should just mention one other bonus that being an independent shop, you also do allow a lot of local authors to, on a consignment, have their books at your store. And with the changing publishing world, that is such a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now we like our local authors and encourage them to keep it going and come in and talk to us. So.
Okay. So once again, the website is www.clintonbookshop.com. You can go visit Harvey, who's there today by himself, and we were able to get a few minutes on the air with him, but go visit him and get your holiday shopping done early today. What time will you be there until today, Harvey?
I'm here to 5:30 today.
Till 5:30. And you can call him at 908-735-8811. If the book isn't in the store, you can certainly order it and pick it up later. And they're at 12 East Main Street. And there's plenty of parking in Clinton, both in front of your store and then on the side street, which is right near the Clinton Post Office.
Right. And if you're on social media, check us out on Facebook, too.
Okay. Harvey, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I know you're very busy there.
You're welcome.
I really wanted to talk to you about Small Business Saturday. I know you have a lot of events coming on in December and at the end of the month, and I thought it was important to try to let people know all the great things that are going on here in Hunterdon County.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Absolutely, and I'll stop in to get my books from my nieces.
We'll see you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Harvey, and we put a link on our Facebook page, the Haunt and Hunterdon Facebook page, so anyone who can't jot down your phone number now or your website can see it up on our Facebook page.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks again, Harvey.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. That was Harvey from the Clinton Bookshop and one of my favorite places to go in Clinton, with so many books and ideas and suggestions. And they're probably the most helpful individuals that I come across in my shopping retail experience. And Harvey did sponsor something through the Clinton Bookshop. It's no longer in existence, which we mentioned, which was International Book Night, which was such a great thing where across the country, publishers donated books and book givers like myself signed up and were able to give books out in areas that were low income and also had low literacy levels. And I did it for about 2 years and it was so much fun. I guess it was too expensive to run. So the nonprofit that was organizing that actually after 2 years said they couldn't do it any longer. So let me get back to the news so everyone can find out, including myself, what's going on. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about traditions.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Army officials confirm a pilot and a crew member are dead after an Apache helicopter crashed in South Korea. The chopper crashed about 50 miles east of a U.S. military base. South Korean media report the helicopter may have hit a steel tower or power lines before it crashed. Secretary of State John Kerry wants to speed up efforts to secure some sort of peace deal in war-torn Syria. It is widely believed that Syria's long civil war has fostered the growth of ISIS. Meanwhile, Kerry says there is no specific threat against the U.S.
There is always, as we've said to people for years, the threat of some actor, some lone wolf person, someone who slipped through. That's the world we're living in today, and we understand that.
Kerry tells NBC's Today show that people should not panic or give in to fear. He says everybody understands that more needs to be done to defeat ISIS. Kerry's comments come as the Belgium capital remains on a heightened terror alert. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys. $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, select styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
Police in Brussels say more than five people have been detained following a series of raids today. The arrests did not include Salah Abdeslam, a suspect in the Paris terror attacks. Meanwhile, the Belgium capital remains on high alert as the security lockdown stretched into its third day. Police are warning of possible imminent attacks similar to the ones in Paris. California's death penalty supporters are gathering signatures for a ballot initiative that would reform the death row appeals process.
It's going to allow for more efficient timelines for getting those appeals through the system. It's going to add to the pool of attorneys. We're going to take the execution protocols out of what we call the Administrative Procedures Act, because that has caused the delays for the last 9 years.
Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert is among those in support of the Californians for Death Penalty Reform and Savings Act of 2016. Nearly 366,000 valid signatures are needed to get the measure on next November's ballot. Schubert is confident it will pass because California voters in 2012 defeated an effort to abolish the death penalty. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Americans plan to spend 25% more over Thanksgiving weekend than they did last year. A new survey from Deloitte shows Americans plan to spend $369 during the biggest shopping weekend of the year. Over half the people surveyed will be shopping this weekend, and most of them will do their shopping online. Fewer than 15% will be heading to the stores on Thanksgiving Day, but almost a quarter of shoppers will be shopping online. Speaking of that, Walmart is starting the busiest online shopping day of the year a little early. The world's biggest retailer will make all of its Cyber Monday deals available next Sunday night. Traditionally, merchants roll out their online deals in the early hours of the Monday after Thanksgiving. One Arizona man isn't taking any chances on waiting in long lines this Black Friday. Travis Johnson has already made camp outside of a Best Buy store near Phoenix.
They got great deals on Black Friday, and I want to be number one in line, which I am number one already.
He says he's been camping out for Black Friday deals for nearly 10 years. Johnson has a TV, a microwave, and a bed inside his tent next to the store. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be taking advantage of his company's policy of paid paternity leave. Zuckerberg's decision to take 2 months off after his daughter's birth is seen as a symbolic move in Silicon Valley. A Boston College survey last year found that most men want to spend as much time as their wives caring for their children, but can't because they don't take as much parental leave as women do. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. And during the break, we've been very busy in the news, which I was so busy setting things up in the studio. I'm still not educated on the day's events, but I believe on the phone we have a caller to talk to us about Thanksgiving traditions.
Yes, hello, Georgine.
Excellent. And I was wondering, and on the phone we have Rosemary Trinkle Barron, who is here to talk to us about Thanksgiving traditions. And I wondered, Rosemary, if you happen to know what year or what president, so our trivia is either way, when the official Thanksgiving date was. Any idea when Thanksgiving became an official holiday in the United States? We need...
How's around 1865?
Oh, that's very good. It's 1863. And it was, of course, President Abraham Lincoln who allowed it to become an official holiday in the United States. And I was kind of curious, Rosemary, about some of the Thanksgiving traditions you might want to share with us.
Sure. I'd be happy to share with you some of our traditions. One of the things that we started taking our daughter, who's now 17, to, we don't take her as much anymore, was that typically she would have a half day on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so we would pick her up, and as she got older, some friends and from school, and we would head into New York City to watch the balloons being inflated for the parade. And this is just a fun thing for the kids, especially if the weather is great, and it's very well organized. This year, it'll be starting on Wednesday the 25th, I believe is Wednesday, right? And it's from 3 to 10, and it's all organized. You can enter. It's enter on 79th Street and Columbus, and it's right near the American Museum of Natural History on the Upper West Side there. And usually the balloons really start getting going about 4:30, but a lot of people like to get in there about 3 o'clock. And they just have all the balloons set up, and the kids really enjoy seeing them because they can see them up front, you know, in close, because they're on the ground or just a little bit up.
And I wonder, Ro, how many people even know that they can go and do that?
I don't know how many people could know that, but I found out once watching the news, and ever since then, we've been going all the time. And it's really easy to take public transportation. I think it's the C train. I have to double check that, but it's the B or the C train. And it gets off right at 81st Street, right there. And as soon as you get there, they'll just whisk you into a line, and you can just wander around and see all the parades. And in fact, I was just looking online before, and they do have GoNYCAbout.com. I think that's what the website is, but it has a map of the parades and the inflating area. So it will let the parents know where the kid, more or less what the whole map is. And it's right here. It's the Macy Balloons Inflation Area. and it'll let you get a first look at the giant balloons. And they do have one of my favorite persons here. I don't know his name, but he's that bear with the red head. He's like one of those, I think he's like a stuffed animal. And it looks to me like the train is coming. Tommy the Train.
Thomas the Train, I think it is.
You can tell my daughter's 17 now. I don't remember all these things.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a few years out of nursery school for you. And I don't know if you're referring to Yogi Bear. I hope you're not with the bear with the red head.
But it's a certain bear. I forget exactly what it does. But anyway, so that's what we like to do. And then it's nice to get something to eat. And, it's very nice. And actually, on the website that I go to about travel, I was just looking at some things. They have really the history of the balloons and when they first started having them in the Macy's Day Parade. But anyway, it's just so much fun because the kids get so excited because they see these. Well, the adults get excited, too. But they see these balloons up close and personal.
Now, Ro, I hope you don't mind here, but I'm going to mute the phone in case you do mind and you won't be able to interrupt me, which is the great thing of having control of the board over here. But I have to tell a story about your husband, who is from the South, who we all met. Your other sister, there's four girls in our house, I should tell the listeners, and we met your future husband for the first time right around Thanksgiving time, and we took him into the city and we made him eat roasted chestnuts and do all the Thanksgiving traditional things, and we broke him in as a northern boy. So that was really a lot of fun, and I'll put the volume back on your phone now so you can speak again.
Yes, it's an experience, particularly the different foods that, you know, we lived in the South. I lived there for over 10 years. Our daughter was raised in the South, born in the South, really, being raised in the North. But there's definitely a lot of difference between some of the foods. Some of the foods are, you know, very much the same. But, you know, I love mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving, and I have a way of making the way that our grandfather taught us, which I'll speak about in a moment. But, you know, imagine my chagrin upon my mother-in-law telling me that when I make the mashed potatoes, I had to put some cream cheese with some. The cream cheese is all right, but it has all these chives. And I'm just like so excited to have mashed potatoes that have, just salt and a little butter or something in them. And meanwhile, they put all these crazy things in them. So needless to say, I didn't enjoy those mashed potatoes. But a lot of the foods are very similar. But oftentimes the ham is also used along with the turkey, and the stuffing is a little bit different, more of a corn stuffing usually than a bread stuffing.
And the pecan pie.
And a lot of pecan pie, whereas, you know, up here we always make sure, and except now we always have to have pecan pie, but we previously, you know, we're all pretty much used to pumpkin and apple, but of course, you know, we always have to have pecan pie in this household.
Okay, Ro, now can you give the tip on your traditional mashed potatoes?
Yes. One of the things that our grandfather taught us is that when you make the mashed potatoes, after you boil the water, do not throw out the water. And he always taught us to use the water as opposed to the milk for the creaminess, plus it really does also provide that really good fresh potato taste. And so for years we've been doing that, and then just adding some butter and some salt and just a little bit of milk, and sometimes not even. You have to be very careful about that water, though, because you think that you didn't add enough, so you should just add a little, then stir, then add a little bit more, because otherwise you're going to really have some really watery mashed potatoes. But that has been a secret that is just absolutely delicious.
And we should say those mashed potatoes are not fattening, made without milk, and they are the creamiest potatoes ever and my favorite. So, Ro, thank you so much for talking about how people can start a new tradition and go see the, I guess they're balloons. Would I call them balloons,
yeah,
I guess?
Balloon inflation, yes. On this Wednesday, starting at 3 o'clock, the last person is allowed in at 9:15.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ro. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Georgine. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks to our caller. So if you haven't done that, I hope you'll do that on Wednesday. That sounds great. I have a commercial to play, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, and this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm back here at Hot in Hunterdon with just about 2 minutes left before we do our last commercial and news before Ruth Ann comes on for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. But I do want to give a couple of examples of local Hunterdon County restaurants. If you are not cooking or you don't like to cook or you want to have a quiet meal out or a loud meal out, go someplace very noisy or boisterous, I did want to mention in Hunterdon County, there are a few places that you may be interested in. And one I'm going to just throw out there is the Cracker Barrel. They are absolutely open on Thanksgiving. You don't need reservations. You might have a little bit of a wait, but you can get in. And the best thing is they have breakfast all day long. And that brings me to the different diners. There are several diners throughout Hunterdon County. There's the Flemington Diner, the Clinton Train Station Diner. I think it's called the Clinton Station Diner, and many others in White House on Route 22. And diners are great places to get. They will absolutely have Thanksgiving dinner there. They will not run out of Thanksgiving dinner at any of the diners. I'm quite positive. And if you wanted something a little bit more traditional, of course, the Frenchtown Inn is open, and I'm not sure if you can still get a reservation there, but those are a few different restaurants in Hunterdon County where you can enjoy a meal and not have to shop or cook, which can sometimes be great, and sometimes it's nice to start a new tradition. Sometimes the parade and the football and the eating, that's all great, but for a lot of people, the holidays are very difficult. It's not perhaps what you want your holiday to be like, and you have certain circumstances you have to live with. So for those people or those that are struggling with depression and anxiety and addiction, the holidays can be a time and a reminder of what is not in your life. So for those people, I urge you to try something different this year. Break from tradition. Try something that will lift your spirits up and bring you some new hope. Hope is, as Emily Dickinson says in her poem, what perches in our soul. And certainly hope is how we get through our day here at Hot in Hunterdon. So to all of you, I hope you have many things to be thankful for on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And I hope you take advantage, if you're not working, of all of the many different activities in Hunterdon County. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. New information on the two people involved in last week's San Bernardino shootings. A member of the FBI says it's believed both shooters had been radicalized for some time.
The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen? And by whom and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
FBI Assistant Director David Bowditch said today that both shooters had engaged in target practice, including one session just days before the shooting that left 14 people dead. Bowditch said there's evidence of pre-planning, but right now there's nothing that indicates a larger plot. A new terror threat alert system will soon be unveiled in the U.S. Speaking at a defense forum, Homeland Security Jay Johnson said the system will reflect a new phase in dealing with terror threats in the U.S. Government officials have become increasingly concerned about self-radicalized individuals operating independently in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove